Well, they did pretty good, didn't they? Let's give them one more hand as they're on their way out. Wonderful, wonderful job. Thank you, Mrs. McGuire and Elizabeth Smith and Jennifer Scheidel, for all of your hard work with our boys and girls. Thank you for memorizing your lines, boys and girls, and singing with all of your heart tonight. You did a wonderful job. I know you made your parents proud, and you've certainly made the Lord proud. There was quite a message in their drama tonight, wasn't there? And I want to read to you from Galatians chapter 4, if you have your Bibles, just very briefly. Someone once asked theologian J.I. Packer, what does it mean to be a Christian? He said, the simplest answer I know is that a Christian is one who has God for his father. I think that's a wonderful answer. And tonight we've seen a drama about adoption and being brought into not only an earthly family, but the family of God. And one of the reasons that adoption is so moving to Christian people is because each and every child of God has an adoption story. In a very real sense, the gospel is an adoption story. Paul reminds us of that and actually connects it with Christmas in Galatians chapter 4. Look at verse 4. It says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. I think we all need to understand this evening that contrary to popular opinion, not everyone is a child of God. If you were to ask the average person on the street, I think most people in our time believe that we are born as children of God, that our default setting in the relationship between us and our Creator is one of acceptance. And as long as the average person doesn't do something terrible to get kicked out of the family of God, everything is going to be okay. You need to know this evening that that is not the message that the Bible gives us. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 that we are children of disobedience. We have the wrong nature. It goes on to say that we are children of wrath. We have the wrong relationship with God, not one that is characterized by love and acceptance, but because of our disobedience and because of our sin, one that is characterized by wrath. Now you say, does God love everyone? Sure he does. And he expressed that love in the sending of his son. But when a person chooses to reject the sending of that of his son, to reject the giving of his love, the relationship that God has with that individual is no longer characterized by love. It is by wrath. They are even now children of wrath. We are children of wrath. We are children of disobedience. 1 John chapter 3 says we are children of wrath. Of the devil. There are two families in this earth, the children of God and the children of the devil. We are not born into this world as children of God. We are born into this world as children of the devil. So the reason that we need adoption in the first place is that we have come into this world in the wrong family, and something must be done so that we can have a new nature and a new relationship with God and a new father. And out of sheer love, God has acted through Jesus Christ so that he might adopt children of the devil and make them into children of God. And that's exactly what Galatians chapter 4 says, that through Christmas and through the life and death of Jesus Christ, God has acted out of love for you, out of love for every sinner, so that you might come into his family and have a new relationship with him. Galatians 4 says it as clearly as I think it can be said. It says that he sent his son, verse 5, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Jesus has redeemed, we receive. Now, when we think about adoption in our culture, we think about the kinds of stories that we saw portrayed for us today. And in the first century, adoption did mean that. But it also meant something else. If there was a wealthy man in that culture living in first century Rome or first century Greece, and that man was very wealthy, but he had no son, he had no heir through which he could pass on all of his fortune. It was a common culture in that day for a man of that stature with no heir to choose one of his slaves, to pay the price for that slave's freedom, and then to adopt him as his son and give him all the rights and responsibilities of an heir. Now that's what Paul is referring to when he makes this connection in Galatians chapter 4 to the doctrine of redemption and the doctrine of adoption. We were, as it was, slaves to sin under our master Satan. But God has come in through Christ and through his shed blood on the cross, paid the price for our redemption, given us freedom, and we come into the master's house, now no longer servants, but as sons and daughters of the King. He has done everything that needed to be done for us to be redeemed. Our part is simply to receive. Out of love for you and I, God holds out to each of us this evening the gift of eternal life, a new nature, a new relationship with God, one no longer characterized by wrath, but now characterized by love and acceptance, a new father, transferred from being under Satan as our father to having God as our father, and a new destination, an eternal home with God in heaven. And he offers it by his grace, and our part is merely by faith to receive it. So I would ask you tonight, has there ever been a time and place in your life when you realized that, like the kids sang, love is reaching out to you? Someone has said that grace is God reaching out to us, and faith is us reaching out to God. He redeemed, all we have to do is receive, and tonight there's nothing God would like more than to bring you into his family and give you eternal life. Has there ever been a time and place where you, by faith, have received it? Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for all that we've experienced this evening. The real message of Christmas is Christ and the price that he paid to bring us who were children of the devil into the family of God. The greatest day of my life was the day that I realized he had paid redemption's price. And all I had to do was receive it by faith. It really is that simple. Grace reaching down to man, faith reaching up to God. And if there's someone here tonight that does not know you as Father, in Christ as Savior, I pray tonight they would. With every head bowed and every eye closed, let me ask you just one simple question. According to what the Bible has to say about who we are outside of Christ, could you honestly say this evening that through Christ, you can call God your Father? How many of you could give the testimony this evening, I know for sure that I've been adopted into the family of God? If that's you, would you lift your hand with mine? Would you hold it up for just a second? God bless you. On a Sunday night crowd, the vast majority of everyone here. Is there anybody here who would say and be honest enough to say this evening, I do not know for sure I've ever come into the family of God through Christ, but I would like to. Pastor, would you please pray for me? If that's you, would you lift your hand with mine? All it would take this evening is in a simple prayer of faith, saying, God, I believe you love me. You sent Jesus to die for me. I'm turning from my sins. By faith, I receive your Son. Forgive my sins. Bring me into your family. Give me heaven and eternal life. There is nothing that the heart of a loving father would enjoy doing any more this Christmas evening than that. You, right where you're sitting, could receive that gift. For the child of God, there is no greater privilege than that we get to call God our Father. And perhaps as you saw this drama this evening and heard the beautiful singing, your heart was moved. Love reached out to me. Hallelujah. I'm adopted. And perhaps you'd like to come here in just a moment as we stand to our feet and fill this altar and just say, God, I'm so glad you're my father. I'm so glad I'm your son. I'm so glad I'm your daughter. Father, thank you again for how you've ministered to us this evening through our children. If someone here does not know Christ as Savior, I pray that they'd receive him even now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you stand with me? Corey's going to lead us in a verse or two of this familiar song. If you don't know Christ, we invite you. Leave your seat. Let us pray with you. Let us show you how you can be saved. Children of God, you could come tonight and just say thank you. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for adopting me.